The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It was not face-to-face, but it was historic. President Obama said today he's spoken by phone with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani.
Now, we're mindful of all the challenges ahead. The very fact that this was the first communication between an American and Iranian president since 1979 underscores the deep mistrust between our countries, but it also indicates the prospect of moving beyond that difficult history.
Obama's also expressed optimism about moving forward on resolving another difficult issue, eliminating Syria's chemical weapons. Only recently, the White House had all but given up hope on the UN's ability to hold Syria accountable. Now the Security Council is expected to pass a resolution that requires the Syrian government to either comply with international weapons inspectors or face consequences under international law. International inspectors plan to be on the ground in Damascus as early as next Monday. Joining me now to talk about relations with Iran and the Syria resolution at the UN is The World's Matthew Bell. Matthew, first of all, this phone call lit up the internet and the news today because it's big. It's also symbolic. Remind us what a phone call between Obama and Rouhani means.
It's big, Marco, as the president said. Since 1979, the U.S. and Iran have not had formal diplomatic relations. And here we have President of the United States speaking directly with the Iranian president. It's fascinating to speculate exactly what that will mean going forward, but we have some sort of ammunition to speculate here. The official Twitter feed from the Iranian president gave some details of what was said between the two men. Evidently, they talked about the nuclear issue, and President Rouhani said to President Obama, in regards to the nuclear issue, with the political will, there is a way to rapidly solve the matter. Things also were lighter. At one point, President Obama said, I wish you a safe and pleasant journey and apologize if you're experiencing any bad traffic in New York City.
Incredible. Serious stuff and a little niceties on the side. At the same time, Obama and his foreign policy team are very focused on Syria. There's going to be a vote tonight on a resolution at the UN on Syria. Remind us what that resolution aims to do and what kind of result we can expect.
The resolution aims at putting pressure on the Syrian government to declare and then give up and eventually destroy all of its chemical weapons. And the deadline that it sets is mid-2014. There are a lot of ifs here, though. There's a civil war going on. There are huge security concerns. There are issues of what does it mean if the Syrian government doesn't comply? That was a problem in the negotiations over the resolution. At this point, if there is going to be any military intervention, it will require another UN Security Council resolution down the road.
I got to say, this is all getting very interesting now. There's promise of negotiations with Iran on the nuclear issue, a resolution on Syria tonight, but also Iran and Syria are allies, right? So I imagine Obama and his foreign policy team are kind of looking at a chessboard right now with all sorts of outcomes with every little move. Help us connect the dots here.
And they're certainly connected, not just in the minds of Obama administration officials. I talked with a former State Department advisor on Middle East affairs, Aaron David Miller, earlier today. He brought up the connection between the Syrian chemical weapons issue and what's going on between the U.S. and Iran.
Right now, particularly against the backdrop of the broader and, in some respects, much more important diplomatic initiative that's now in train, the issue of beginning negotiations with the Iranians, not over chemical weapons, but over putative prospective nuclear weapons capacity. I think nobody also has a stake right now in rocking the boat or in creating a situation where instead of a diplomatic process endorsed by the UN, you have the prospects of a unilateral American military strike.
So what we've got here, Marco, are the Obama administration, the Russians, and the Iranians all coming at these issues from different directions, of course. But what they seem to share in common is a desire to avoid the alternative on these two issues. And that looks like it could be American military intervention.
Intriguing times indeed. The World's Matthew Bell, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.